And joining us right now, because it is Friday morning, and it is approximately 6:45, he is Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. He's written three free ebooks, and since last week, you know, this is going back to those old Saturday TV, I should say movie theater serials, when last we met, our hero, Jamie Beckler, had a website that was down. Is the website back up, Jamie Beckler?
Yes, I was one of the, I got mine back up before a lot of other people did, fortunately. There were thousands and thousands of people who the host server, the host site went down, and it affected us all. And social media was abuzz with unhappy campers, unhappy people about that. But fortunately, mine got back up after 10 hours.
Well, I could just imagine then Cosell from the other side, Beckler is up! Beckler is up! So he's ready to go. So. Hey, I've got a story for you here, Coach. From a Psych 101. Now, this is a class in abnormal psychology. We won't say which of the schools at which you coached this course was held. The instructor was about to introduce the subject of manic depression. So the instructor posed this question to the students. How would you diagnose a patient who walks back and forth screaming at the top of his lungs 1 minute, then sits down weeping uncontrollably the next? A student in the rear raised his hand and suggested earnestly, a college basketball coach? I bring that up in light of the situation that thankfully was not tragic for the University of Michigan men's basketball team, where their airplane got caught in those virulent winds that we had. I mean, we took a 59-mile-per-hour gust. The bunker went down on power Wednesday while I was doing prep work. The station took hits, both sides. Nothing like being in a plane that skids off the runway. Now the University of Michigan team still has to get airborne. They've still got to get to yesterday's Big Ten tournament game, but all their gear is still tied up in the plane while they're investigating, including all their uniforms. So they're wearing on national television in a Big Ten tournament game their practice uniforms. Talk to us a little bit about crisis management. I mean, you could tell how emotional the Michigan coach was talking about how blessed they were. He clearly was shaken by what had happened, even almost 18 hours after the fact. But that's crisis management, fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, we kind of just take for granted, just that particular incident with a plane trip. You know, we fly so often now, we just take it for granted. And when something like that happens, it is shit, you know. Anytime if you've ever taken off in an airplane, you know how fast it goes.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Coach. I've flown in the torpedoes, the little ones, and literally hit the roof when we hit turbulence and I wasn't belted in. And I flew in 81, air traffic controller strike, straight from Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, straight up 35,000 feet over Cincy and straight down to Philly, and I couldn't hear for a week. Talk to me about flying. And in 72, I sat on the runway in Munich for 8 hours before we got cleared in one of those cattle cars, six across. Don't talk to me about flying, Coach.
Well, for these 19 and 20-year-olds,
you
know, they've been flying. They've flown across the country to different tournaments and stuff, but you never think it'll happen to you. And all of a sudden, you know, they're not airborne essentially, but they're skidding off a runway. They're going down across the road through a fence and into a ditch, essentially. And so, you know, that was definitely a scary thing, and it would definitely shake up even older coaches. But, you know, they were able to get the Detroit Pistons, loaned them their plane, so they were able to get on a different plane and get down to Washington, D.C., but all their gear, essentially, and their uniforms didn't make it. The only thing that made it was the stuff that was in their duffel bags up on top, and it happened to be their practice gear. Now, Michigan's practice gear is still better than most people's uniforms. They are pretty high quality stuff. But yeah, it was kind of a mismatch of gear for their game against Illinois yesterday, but they were able to win that pretty handedly. But that very interesting situation, and you know, you wonder that's a great opportunity. You wonder how many people reached out to them in the Washington area to help them out, you know, with you know, if there was any clothing dealers or any people that saw that as an opportunity to be generous and to give to them. That would be interesting to see if anybody did that.
But, you know, Coach, that brings up the situation of what, when we're on the outside, we need to do. A very good friend of mine, and now a second case, there are now over 200 variants on Lyme's disease. And one person here in central Wisconsin, a woman far too young, died because it took them too long to diagnose it. Another person with the same strain. You know, sometimes it's like the very bad joke about when my neighbor loses his or her job, it's a recession. When I lose my job, it's a depression. We tend to internalize things for us and externalize them for others, keeping that distance, when there's a lot of times like this situation with the University of Michigan basketball team. Yeah, because they're prominent, they'll get more attention, but there's the neighbor, there's the person down the street, the person in the next cubicle, you know, the person on the next floor in the apartment building. Those are our opportunities to be hands for others, fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is no shortage in our lives of opportunities for us to make a difference in somebody else's life. There's no shortage of those opportunities. All we have to do is be willing and then look around, and we're not going to have to look very long or very far. You know, our neighbors need help all the time. So, yeah, the University of Michigan needed some help, and we tend to think, you know, even my first one of my first thoughts after are they okay was, well, that Nike will just send them some uniforms. You know, Michael Jordan's just going to send them some uniforms. And whether or not that could be the case, you know, we tend to think that the stars, or we tend to think that prominent people, you know, things are going to get taken care of for them. And the truth is, even though they might be people on TV and they might be the University of Michigan, they're still people, and they still have issues, and they still have to deal with stuff. And, you know, think about when we lose our luggage on a trip, or the luggage didn't make that transfer to an airplane, we go crazy and go ballistic. Now think of, you know, if you're a head coach with 15 players and five or six managers and other support staff, and you're dealing with all that, you know, and everybody's luggage didn't make it. And now you're going on a trip, and now you got to play a game or do your job. If that's not just a basketball team, but if you're in a work situation, you've got to continue to do your job. And, you know, John Beilein, the coach, was saying how he didn't have any clothes. He didn't have any suits. He would have to go out to, you know, some store and maybe buy a suit or something to coach in. So there's lots of little things like that. And you mentioned crisis management. You know, when things like that happen, there's so many little things that you take for granted that you don't think about. You know, toothbrushes, you know, things like that. You just take things for granted until they're gone.
Well, we know you never take anything for granted because you're constantly traveling around. There's three ebooks on the up and running Coach Bechler, BECHLER.com website, at Coach Bechler on Twitter. And I know next week you're going to be heading to Las Vegas to do some speaking and keep an eye on the basketball tournament. And until next Friday. Now, will you be in Vegas when we visit next Friday?
Yes.
All right. Well, that means you're going to be a little bit earlier. Don't forget to change your clock Sunday, Coach. You're going to lose another hour.
I got you. Hopefully in the background you hear a whole bunch of dinging. Hopefully I hit a jackpot and hear a whole bunch of sirens go off or something.
All right, Coach. Hopefully it's sirens because you won something, not because
the
constabulary are chasing you. But
we'll
reconnect next Friday, Coach Jamie Bechler. Bechler on Business. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ollie.